We begin our new liturgical year today, and the readings are kind of about the end times, the final coming of Christ. And that's the way the year ended last week. And there's a sense in which the beginning is the end and the end is the beginning, because God is all in all. And for God, there is no time, so it's all a present moment. So it's kind of like the Advent wreath, which is circular, intentionally. A circle symbolizes infinity because it doesn't have any beginning or end. It just is forever. And that's what God is, and we had a beginning, but we're not going to have an end either. We're going to be with God forever. And so we count the time, you know. We count the four candles of the Advent wreath, the 4 weeks counting toward Christmas. That's the short time. But then there's the endless time of the circle of the Advent wreath. And we find ourselves kind of in the tension between the already but the not yet of the kingdom. It's already come in Christ's first coming 2,000 years ago. He's coming again at the end of time, and so it's already ushered in, and it's already in our hearts, and yet it awaits its final resolution sometime in the future. Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet. He's the beginning and the end. So in the beginning, Christ is the word spoken by the Father when creation began. That's when time began. For God, there is no time, but for creation, there is time. And so it all begins with the word spoken, which is Christ. He's the beginning. And so the word pushed out by the breath of the Spirit, creation gets pushed out from God. It gets originated. And yet Christ is at the other end too. He's coming again. So he's pushing us out from God in the beginning, and he's leading us back to God at the end. This river of life and of love that flows out from God in creation reverses its course and begins to return in Christ so that God may be all in all. And so we're experiencing Christ from the past, not only from the moment of creation, but also from his first coming as Jesus of Nazareth. We're experiencing that from the past, but we're also hearkening toward it, to his final coming at the end of time. The liturgy identifies two different kinds of night, of darkness. There's the dark night of midnight, when it's time for sleep. Or for night owls, it's the time for partying, you know. The deeds of darkness. The deeds of darkness might be sinful revelry, but it might also be sleep. Those are the deeds of darkness. But it starts getting light about an hour before the sun actually comes up. There's this half light, and the birds already start singing and greeting the dawn long before the sun actually comes up. And that's where we are in this whole picture. We are in that half light an hour before dawn. And so in that second reading, Paul is referring to that, and he's saying, the night is far spent, the day is here. So put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on Christ, who is the light. And so the opening prayer for today's Mass talks about our running to meet Christ with righteous deeds at his coming. We also identify two different kinds of waiting and expecting. One kind of waiting is when you're expecting family for Thanksgiving, and you're expecting them any moment, and so every time you hear a car door slam, you run to the window thinking maybe it's them. And you can't keep your mind on the meal you're preparing because you're expecting them any moment. But there's another kind of waiting where you tell family and good friends, come anytime. You're always welcome. You don't have to announce yourself, just come. And you can say that because you know that you love them and they love you. But you wouldn't want them to come unexpectedly and find you doing something embarrassing, you know? So it's that way with Christ. We don't know when he's coming again. He's always welcome. And we pray facing east, you know, looking toward the dawn, expecting and longing for his coming, but we don't know the day or the hour. So we want to be doing righteous deeds at his coming. We want to be prepared in that way. Not in a fearful way, not anxious because we're, but because we have been redeemed, because we have been converted to this whole new way of life. And so we don't do the deeds of darkness anymore. We don't have to worry about that. That's far behind us. We're at the dawn. Well, at least that's the way it should be. All of us have some regrets, some concerns that we probably shouldn't have. And God is infinitely patient with us. And yet we want to meet him doing righteous deeds. We want to meet him in joy. We don't want to be afraid of his coming. We want to be secure in his coming because we know who we are. We know that God knows who we are and loves us as we are. And we have reached that point in life where we're pretty secure in our goodness, in our righteousness. And then we don't have to worry. We can welcome him like we welcome the dawn.